Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we have some music from Charlie Hayden, Donald Byrd, the Ernie Krivda Quartet, Tom Wolfe, and a whole lot more. Actually, we're going to start out this afternoon with some vintage music from Stan Getz, a classic album that he recorded in March of 1963 in New York City. The album was entitled Getz Gilberto, and it features Jorge Gilberto on guitar and vocals. Antonio Carlos Jobim is on piano, Tony Williams is on bass, Milton Banana on percussion, and Astrud Gilberto on vocals, and this is none other than The Girl from Ipanema.
Coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, estou tão sozinho. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Ah, beleza que existe. Ah, beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
When she passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
was music from Stan Getz from 1963 and The Girl from Ipanema. Well, I have a very special recording that I'm going to be playing. It's by a Swedish vocalist by the name of Frida Mattsdotter. This is from her album Tivoli, and we're going to be featuring some selections from the album throughout the show this afternoon. But before we get to that, let's go back to 1947 and Dizzy Gillespie with a little Good Bait. Dizzy Gillespie from 1947 and his version of Good Bait. Well, as promised, here's music from Frida Mattsdotter. Frida grew up in Sipnes, which is on the Yorko Island, Roslagen, which is situated on the northernmost outskirts of the Stockholm archipelago, with an open horizon towards the east and a plethora of islets toward the south. Her musical talent was discovered early by a choir conductor in Norrlandi Church. And in the church choir, Frida found a sense of belonging and some of the stimulation that she needed. She later went on to gain an appreciation of jazz through listening with various friends and also a visiting pianist by the name of Lars Jansson, very well known in Sweden, influenced her quite a bit. She was inspired also by the Swedish folk music tradition, and this is incorporated in her music. Now, I think what makes this release so special is that all the compositions, arrangements, and lyrics are by Frida herself. This was a labor of love on her part that took quite a bit of time to produce, but does include some wonderful musicians. We're going to start off with a piece entitled At This Carnival, and it features a wonderful trumpet solo from Peter Asplund. And then after this, we're going to listen to some vintage Jack Dejanet from his album Special Edition, and his version of John Coltrane's India.
Hey,
Music from Jack Dejanez, special edition from 1979. David Murray on tenor sax and bass clarinet, Arthur Blythe on alto sax, and Peter Warren was on bass and cello. And that was recorded at Generation Sound Studios in New York City, released on the ECM label. And we just heard John Coltrane's great composition, India. Before that, we heard Swedish vocalist Frida Mattsdotter from her album Tivoli, and a composition entitled At This Carnival. And you're going to be hearing more from this recording a little later on in the show. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Yugoslavian-born pianist Larry Vukovic has been more or less on and off the scene for the past few years. Well, I am proud to announce that he has a brand new recording out. It's entitled Young at Heart. It's a tribute to Lester Young, Count Basie, Charlie Parker, and more. And it features the likes of Jules Brossard on tenor and alto sax, Harold Jones on drums, Noel Jukes on tenor sax, clarinet, and flute, Josh Workman on guitar, and Nat Johnson is on bass, making a cameo appearance on this recording as Dottie Dodson. She sits in on Ornithology, which is a great rendition. But we're going to hear a composition entitled Lester People. And this is a recording that's released on Larry's own label now, which is called Robin's Tetrachord Music. And it's nice to see Larry back in the fold. And I think you'll really enjoy this. And after that, we're going to listen to some great Freddie Hubbard from an album entitled Minor Mishap. We're going to listen to the title track, but first up, here's Larry Vukovic with Lester People. That was music from Freddie Hubbard from his 1961 release entitled Minor Mishap. We listened to the title track, and it featured Willie Wilson on trombone, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Duke Pearson on piano, Tom Howard on bass, and Lex Humphreys was on drums. And that was recorded, again, August 1961 for the Black Lion label, and the album was entitled Minor Mishap. Before that, we heard some music from Larry Vukovich from his latest album entitled Young at Heart, and we heard Lester People. Let's get back to the latest recording from Frida Matsdotter from her album Tivoli. We're going to listen to the title track, and then we're going to listen to some music from guitarist Tom Wolfe from his latest recording, and we're going to listen to a composition of his entitled A Simple Piece, and that's coming up right after Frida Matsdotter.
Thank you. Deutsches aus Ottawa, 90 minutes of entertainment in German on CHUO Radio 89 FM. The program includes eclectic German music, the event calendar, Major League Soccer results, plus tidbits of useless information, and more with me, host Oswin Lohr, Sundays at 3 p.m. Deutsches aus Ottawa.
CHUO 89.1 FM.
Want to get involved in radio? Now is your chance. CHUO is currently looking for volunteers to fill positions in public affairs programming, feminist issues, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered affairs, production, administration, technicians, arts and culture, music programming, ethnically diverse music, and reporters. For more information, call Genevieve at 562-5965. That's 562-5965. Or attend our new volunteer orientation every Wednesdays from 6 p.m. Become involved in your campus community radio station today. You'll be glad you did.
Well, we just heard some music from an up-and-coming guitarist by the name of Tom Wolfe. And this is from his album entitled Simple Peace, and it features Mark Lanter on drums, Otil Burbridge on bass, Robert Dixon on bass as well as Roy Yarbrough, also on bass. Bill Peterson is on piano. And before that, we heard more music from Frida Matzdotter's excellent CD entitled Tivoli. We heard the title track. And if we have time later on, we're going to listen to some more from this brilliant recording. Right now, I've got some music from 1979. This is the Ernie Krivda Quartet. Ernie Krivda on tenor sax, Dan Mayer on piano, Mitchell Cutlip on bass, Ron Godale on drums, and Skip Haddon is on percussion. And I'm not sure if you can get this album anymore. It's on the Inner City label. This is an old vinyl release that I happened to pull out of the archives this morning. But he was an up-and-coming sax player. I'm not sure what happened to him, or if he's still alive, or if he's still playing, I'm not quite sure. But we're going to listen to his beautiful version of Benny Golson's great composition, I Remember Clifford. That was music from the Sai Ghost Trio from their latest album entitled India Looking West, and we heard their version of Beautiful Love. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial. My name is Randy McElligott, and the name of the show is In Transition, and we're here until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Lots more great music coming up, including Count Basie, Art Blakey, Charlie Hayden, and a whole lot more. But right now, we're going to take a trip back to 1956 and a great encounter between Donald Byrd and Phil Woods. Donald Byrd's on trumpet, Phil Woods on alto sax, Al Haig's on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Charlie Persip is on drums. And this recording was done November 2nd, 1956. And we're going to listen to a composition of Phil Woods. This one's called House of Chan. Thank you. from 1991. That was bassist Charlie Hayden, and a composition, actually a beautiful composition written by Charlie, entitled Hello My Lovely, featuring some fine tenor sax work from Ernie Watts, Alan Broadbent on piano, and Lawrence Marabelle was on drums, and that was recorded in October 1991 in Sète, France. And before that, Donald Byrd with a composition entitled House of Chan, written by alto sax great Phil Woods, who was also on that last session. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM. The show is called In Transition, and we're at 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, here's a kind of a quirky piece. It's entitled Stanley's Stiff Chickens, and it's from the great Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers from December 13th, 1956. Now, Stanley's Stiff Chickens is a Bill Hardman-Jackie McLean collaboration, and it's so titled because the music reminded them of the gait of various farmers that they'd seen on their cross-country trips. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll follow that up with some music from Count Basie from his album Class of 54 and These Foolish Things. Now, the personnel on this Art Blakey vehicle is we've got Jackie McLean on alto sax, Bill Hardman on trumpet, Spanky DeBrest on bass, and Sam Dockery is on piano. We'll be right back. From September of 1954, that was Count Basie with These Foolish Things. And before that, we heard Art Blakey from his Columbia release entitled Hard Bop, Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers with Stanley's Stiff Chickens. Well, as promised, we're going to listen to some more music from Frieda Matzdotter's album Tivoli. And this composition I'm going to play for you right now is entitled Sol and Sokavad.
Oh,
Was music from guitarist Tiny Grimes with Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Ray Bryant on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Ozzie Johnson on drums. And we heard Callin' the Blues, and that was released for the Fantasy label, I believe, for the Prestige label, actually, re-released by the good folks at Fantasy down in California. Before that, we heard some music from Frida Matsdotter, from her album Tivoli and Soul and Sakharvad. We're going to conclude this afternoon with the Keystone Quartet from their new album entitled A Love Story. The Keystone Quartet comprises of Eric Alexander on tenor sax, George Mraz on bass, the always reliable Lewis Nash on drums, and Cyrus Chestnut on piano. And here's a beautiful composition entitled We're All Alone. Thank you. Well, we just heard some music from the Keystone Quartet from their album A Love Story on the 32 Jazz label and their version of We're All Alone. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.